you must obey the rules on social distancing.
The messages were clear. Stay at home, don't mix with others. And yet, while the UK was forced indoors into lockdown, Boris Johnson and his staff were breaking those laws and attending parties and other gatherings. Partygate, as it was called, was splashed across the front pages. Two Downing Street parties were held on the eve of the funeral of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, with the country in national mourning and Queen Elizabeth forced to sit apart from her family. Now, after months of denials, the Prime Minister has been forced to admit he broke the law.
I understand the anger that many will feel, that I myself fell short when it came to observing the very rules which the government I lead had introduced to protect the public. And I accept in all sincerity that people had the right to expect better.
And not just the Prime Minister. Rishi Sunak, the UK Chancellor, who also lives in Downing Street, has been issued with a police fine as well. And the police investigations are ongoing. More fines could follow.
At the heart of the anger over this scandal is the fact that in the height of the pandemic, the British public were legally prevented from gathering together, from burying loved ones, even from attending weddings, while at the same time, the people responsible for those legal rules here in Downing Street were having bring-your-own-booze parties and organising leaving-dos for departing staff, some of which were attended by the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Boris Johnson has always said that nobody told him that these gatherings were against the rules. But it's that excuse that calls into question his judgment, his character and his credibility.
This is the first time in the history of our country that a Prime Minister has been found to be in breach of the law. And then he lied repeatedly to the public about it. Britain deserves better. They have to go.
But to depose the Prime Minister, at least 54 MPs from his own Conservative Party have to trigger a vote of no confidence. And with the Ukraine war still raging, even Johnson's fiercest critics are uneasy with the timing.
The Prime Minister faces a very serious situation, which the House of Commons is going to have to deal with, because patently he has misled the House. But that said, we're in the middle of an international crisis, and now is absolutely not the time to destabilise the government, a government that's actually leading the international coalition against Putin.
Those Conservative MPs who have the power to oust him will return to Parliament next week, and they have between now and then to weigh up their appetite for calling the removal trucks. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Downing Street.